Chardonnay will be the first thing off the bat for us, and they're probably a couple of weeks away.
And what's the crop looking like?
I think they look pretty good. Certainly our own crops look great. I'm not sure how the area was going to fare this year. The vines certainly grew nicely in spring and got some nice, strong, healthy canopies, but don't really know until you get the harvesters in as to what's under there.
We did have a bit of a concerning weather pattern pass over with a bit of rain, a bit of wind and some hot, humid weather. Did that have any impact on your grapes so far?
Fairly minimal impact. We had a small amount of split on some Shiraz, but the timing of it was probably good in a way that it was too late for downy mildew risk and too early really for bunch rots, although it hasn't helped bunch rots.
Last year, just before vintage time, there was quite a bit of concern about some pretty low offers for prices of grapes. Is that a concern for you this year?
Yeah, I think so. Probably no sectors in the wine industry would like things to be where they're at. Everyone would like to see a little bit more in it for everyone. But having said that, there's a couple of varieties that are probably getting some demand swelling there, and you know, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc.
We have heard from the industry body Riverland Wine that Chardonnay, the price that growers end up with might be quite a bit better than what they're expecting coming into vintage. Is that the case for you as well?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. There's people looking for Chardonnay, and who knows where it's all up to until they're probably halfway through the Chardonnay intake. No one probably knows. But it's certainly an improvement on last year, it seems.
And so if you could just, you know, compare this, how you're feeling this time, this year compared to last year, you know, what's this vintage feel like to you?
Probably price-wise we'll be slightly down overall, so that's not great, but just want to get into it and get it done with.